Hello and welcome. My name's Simon and I know nothing about writing software or building booking platforms. But luckily, on this podcast, I'm joined by Robin Morris, co-founder and CEO of Edinburgh-based software company Bookster. And over the course of this series of podcasts, I'm going to endeavour to learn all I can from Robin and the Bookster team about running a successful SaaS software company. So without any further ado, let's get straight into it. Now, Robin, thank you for joining me. I know that the company has a great history. I know that you started the business as Tribal Logic and were involved in the successful camping and caravanning website called Caravan Sitefinder before it was sold to Haymarket Publishing in around 2007. So perhaps we can pick up the story at that point, if you don't mind.
We were running a camping and caravanning website. Our software was for essentially running that website. So for taking bookings, for a content management system, the caravan park operators could log in and update their listings. So it's a list of campsites and caravan parks throughout the UK, and actually a bit broader as well. I was a software developer on that. In about 2007, the company was sold to Haymarket. Haymarket are a publisher in London. And we had a contract to continue operating the that website for Haymarket. And at the same time, we started expanding what the software could do. We took on a few additional clients. But it was across lots of different areas. So in events and other publishers who were using the content management system, and holiday rentals. There was a couple of holiday rental companies that started using our platform mainly to run their website, also, you know, take bookings as well. There was a theatre company, Simon, that you might be aware of, that we provided a ticketing system for as well.
You did. I'm aware of that. Yes, full transparency. Productions. That was a few years ago now, though. But
that was. So that was at the start. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was really useful. So thank you. You know, for 15 years ago.
I knew I'd get a thank you in the end.
You didn't stay in the theatre world, though. You've come out of that again, have you?
That's right. So we were around 2009-ish, start of 2009, maybe end of 2008. We came up with the idea of a booking button for your holiday rental website. So we had this booking platform. It allowed you to take bookings and take payments. It was kind of quite a little standalone thing. And so we developed a little product, basically. So before that, we didn't really have a product. We were just a software company. We had our own platform, but it wasn't really a really well-defined product. We were manipulating the platform and changing it depending on which clients we had. And I'm sure that's a very common way to start. You know, you're reusing your software, or you're changing it, or updating it to provide different services to different companies in completely different industries. But in about 2008-09, we started this little product, which was the ability to add a Book Now button onto your holiday or self-catering, as you might say here, website for booking a single property, really. And that allowed you to take a payment, to take a booking, secure, you know, manage availability, manage some of your prices. And that little part of our business started to grow as time went on. And at the same time, in about 2015, we actually bought Caravan Sitefinder back from Haymarket. For some reason, we decided to do that. We actually ran the original .com camping and caravanning website again for about 5 years. And over that period of time, we essentially became, we were operating simply those two businesses. Most of our other things, you know, other clients, we fell by the wayside, really. So we became operating Bookster, and Bookster was growing into a more fully functional, what you might call a property management system or PMS. So allowing people to manage multiple properties, take bookings and from multiple sources. So Bookster was growing in its functionality, and we were also operating Caravan Site Finder at the same time. I'm nearly at the end, Simon, I promise. So in about, I know exactly when it was. It was 2020 in February. We sold Caravan Site Finder. That day being significant to everyone around the world, of course, because we did that just before there was a global pandemic. So in some senses, it was good timing because we had a little bit of money to keep ourselves going. In other senses, it's not really the ideal way to launch yourself as being, I suppose, especially in the tourism sector, you know, the travel sector, all of that was all shut down. And a lot of our clients stopped operating for a long period of time. Essentially at that point, although our company name is still Tribalogic Limited, we really became only Bookster. That's really the only thing that we do now. And Bookster is a much more fully functional property management system for, it's a B2B, business-to-business software for holiday rental agencies or single properties, and allows them to do all sorts of things to operate their business. That covers it, I suppose.
Yeah, very comprehensive. Thank you. I mean, I think probably the whole topic of COVID and tourism is a subject for another podcast later on, which is a very interesting time for everyone. So we'll come back to that, I think. In the introduction, I mentioned you're a SaaS software company. Do you want to maybe just tell people what that actually means?
So if you're if you know software, or you're trying to start a software company yourself, or our software, you'll know exactly what SaaS stands for. Software as a service. I mean, essentially, it's when you pay for something, usually on a monthly basis, and you're paying for the use of it. So you don't usually download anything. It's usually a web-based service. You pay a monthly fee, or pay some sort of fee based on your usage. And usually your data is stored by the company operating the SaaS software. They look after everything, they maintain it, they apply all the security patches. It's constantly upgraded as well. You're always on the latest version. This is usually how SaaS works.
Right.
So that and so we that's how we operate. So yeah.
Okay, great. I mean, you've given us a lot of background to the company, which is great. How about your role in the company? What do you do?
Yeah, so I suppose earlier I was saying I was a software developer in terms of background. I don't really do that much of that anymore. I'm the MD, managing director, basically. So I'm much more on the business side of things, just trying to keep us generally pointed in the right direction or a direction, and making sure we're doing the right things, or deciding, you know, or guiding the team or whatever. So just generally trying to keep things moving along, really.
But I think we sort of glossed over the fact that you are sort of the co-founder of this of Bookster, yeah?
Oh, that's true. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So myself and Colin Guthrie, and also Craig Douglas as well. Colin and I are really involved in the business. So described as co-founders. Craig, he's on the board, but he has another business that he really runs in terms of day-to-day stuff. But the three of us really, I suppose, you describe as co-founders. So, yes.
Let's move on a little bit then to sort of why we're doing this podcast and what we hope listeners will get out of it, and you know, what we can sort of help by doing this. So what are your hopes and views and you know, aspirations for this podcast?
Yeah, so I think I thought it might be quite nice to do something for other people's running, for other people running small software companies, and also for our clients and prospective clients, just giving them a bit of an insight into what we do, how we make our decisions, why we do the things we do, who, you know, some a bit more insight into the team behind Bookstar, and you know, what our general philosophy is, how we're likely to approach problems and issues in the future, just to give a bit of insight really, and hopefully it's helpful. If you know, are running a small, maybe holiday rental business or a small software company, you might get a little bit out of this, hopefully. Just, you know, we've made mistakes, we've done some things right, done some things wrong. What are the things that we think work for us? It might explain some of the reasons why we've built tools in the way we've built them, or made decisions about prioritizing in the way we have. So it's that's the general gist of why I wanted to kind of make a podcast a bit like this. And
yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think that's really actually important as well. I mean, a lot of businesses try and put on this veneer of, you know, they're perfect and they know exactly what they're doing from day one, and I think, as you've alluded to there, there've perhaps been times when that's not quite been the case, and I think for other people to be able to learn from, you know, missteps, I guess, perhaps, is really important, and I think it's very useful, and I think it's a great idea. So I look forward to sort of, you know, as I mentioned, going on this journey with you and learning about how you've come to be where you are. We've sort of talked about how Bookstar came about, I guess. So maybe what we haven't talked about is where you're actually based and how many people work for Bookstar. And tell us a bit about that, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose this is where COVID comes in again, because we are quite remote now. We're based in Edinburgh, Scotland. That's pretty much where we operate out of. And we have a room in somewhere called Codebase, which is a sort of technology hub, just at the foot of Edinburgh Castle, in fact. So I'm in there most days, and the team are in and out of there. But we are sort of based generally not too far from there. There's 8 of us in total that are involved, and everyone is within striking distance of Edinburgh, really, whether it's writing software or providing support or trying to grow the business. That's generally where we're based.
I think, that's quite an undertaking for you. 8 members of staff, but you've got clients sort of all over the world, I guess, not just in the UK. So, I mean, where are your clients based?
So we do. We've got clients everywhere, really. So it kind of, I suppose, fans out from Scotland, but we've got clients all over Scotland. We've got clients all over the rest of the UK, throughout Europe, Spain, France, Greece, Italy, Ireland, right. And we've got some in Canada and America, Australia.
But I mean, for another podcast later on, I think probably is to delve into sort of how you deal with clients in different time zones. I mean, that must be an issue. So, I think that'll be quite interesting to speak about that as well. What sort of, you mentioned that they're all over the place, which is great, but what sort of clients are they? Are they primarily sort of accommodation providers?
Yeah, so the software is only for for holiday rental providers, really. So it's that's the niche that it's covering. People self-catering or vacation rentals or gîtes or apartments. Basically where someone is renting out a single unit. So we connect to Airbnb, Booking.com, Vrbo, TripAdvisor, also another service called Rentals United to distribute even more widely. And also we provide websites, so sort of instant websites for our clients to create. So our clients are typically quite smallish. I say small. So it could be from they are operating one holiday rental all the way up to, say, 300 or something, 400. Mm-hmm. So we've got people that are operating hundreds, but the typical person who starts with us, they usually start with, you know, I don't know, nine or eight or nine or something like that. But then they usually are on a path to grow, so they usually grow within Bookster. So they usually add more properties and grow their business. But those are usually our clients. They're operating holiday rentals, whether that's a gîte in France or, you know, a holiday cottage, you know, something like that.
Cool. No, like I say, it'll be good to chat a bit more about that as we go down the route. I guess final question probably for this podcast, Robin, would be just a nice sort of fun one, and that's how did you sort of come up with the name Bookster?
Well, it's quite a good question. I mean, I don't really remember 100%, to be honest. I know, I think I came up with it. Unlike the name of our company, Tribalogic, which I remember when we were trying to think up the name of a company, we knew in advance we would have to. And because it was quite generic, it was very, very difficult to come up with a name. It went round for circles in ages and ages amongst the team and everyone having different ideas. Whereas Bookster itself, I think I just came up with it. People thought it was okay and we just went with it. I don't think there was an awful lot of discussion about it, really. There was just a general consensus. Oh, that seems all right. That works. Yeah. Yeah. So it was, yeah.
And it's just for clarification, it's not Bookstar, it's Bookster with an ER. Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. And we're not a Romanian company doing something to do with books, which there is a Bookster in Romania that does that. There's also a company, or maybe not a company, but there are tweed suits, I think, that were made by a company called Bookster as well. So we get those sorts of inquiries.
Right.
I'm afraid if you've got this way through the podcast, yeah, and you're hoping for me to tell you where you can get your tweed suit from, you're in trouble.
That's right. People all over the world wondering why we're not talking about waist sizes and things like that.
That's right, yeah.
I think at this point, probably a good time to wrap up and say thank you for your time, Robin. And we look forward to future episodes with you.
Thank you. Speak to you later. Goodbye.
Right. Well, thank you for joining us on this episode of the podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. If you have, please leave a favorable review. That would be very nice. We are going to be back with future episodes and discovering and learning more about running Bookster, but also the lessons that can be learnt for other businesses, whether it's a software company or a small to medium-sized business. Everyone goes through the same problems and issues, and I think it's going to be an interesting journey to learn about Booksters. If you have any questions for us on the podcast, please drop us an email at podcast@booksterhq.com. That's podcast@booksterhq.com. And we will read out the questions and endeavor to answer them the best we can in future episodes. So once again, thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.